be back here to be booed by these
people? Nah, it wasn't. It was another game. I mean, I said the only thing that's emotional was, you got to remember, I brought, you know, let's say the kids I brought here. You go back to when we came here in this program and what is taking place. The atmosphere is taking place. Well, there's passion about Tiger basketball, and that's good to see from that standpoint. But also those kids I brought in, I know these kids before they were even born. And so now I'm bringing them in here to help me continue this atmosphere here at Mizzou Arena and winning games. And not only that, to me, growing kids up from young boys and men. And so now I come, let's say, Bauer's senior year. And I'm trying to beat them in the place that I brought them to. So that's the part that's kind of gets kind of, oh, man, this something ain't right about this. But at the same time, they've done well. And I thought Bowers and Phil and all that, the whole team. You know, I think Frank has done an excellent job of really this team playing good basketball.
Have you ever given a second thought to maybe having not said anything to these people the time you did leave, the last time you left?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Saying something publicly about why you were leaving or moving to another program.
I did. I said I was doing what's best for me and my family. The first people I told were my players. And I told the administration, okay? And I said, the purpose was to do what's best for me and my family. It's a tough decision. And I still say that. That's what it was, a tough decision. It's no different than, think about it. Just think about it. Missouri's in the Big 12, right? Okay? Conference realignment is taking place. What did Missouri do? They did what's best for them.
You think if you told these people you were just going home, they would accept it a little bit better?
I have no idea. I thought I did tell him so.
Mike, how about DJ tonight? What
do you think? I thought he fought his scratch. He did some things offensively. I think defensively, we just we're not where we need to be. So you got to score, and he was the one guy that was scoring.
What first went through your mind when you walked out on the floor tonight?
When I came out, great atmosphere. I thought it was a great atmosphere. And, you know, two teams that were, you know, trying to really finish up the season on a nice run. They're playing good basketball. Missouri's playing good basketball. And also I got a chance to see some of the, you know, a lot of friends that are here at the game. And so when you say, what did I think about it? I thought it was a great atmosphere.
How emotional was that for you, seeing those old friends?
Oh, it's good. It's good to see them. I've talked to them since I've been gone, and so it was good to see them. You know, I think in life sometimes you got to move forward. And that's what I've done. You know, as I said, when I came in here, and people write about it, but they don't talk about it. You know, there was a lot of stuff taking place there. And at that time, you know, Mike Alden, who's back there, and I told him, Mike, I will make you look good. I will do the job. I will have it be one of the top programs in the country, top 25 programs. I told him that. It's going to be a brand. And that brand is going to be, kids are going to be first class, they're going to graduate, they're going to do the right things on and off the floor. 5 years later, I think we did that. And not only that, we're changing lives. I think we're changing guys' lives. I think that's something that's getting missed out on. It ain't just basketball with me. Even as I've gone, it ain't just basketball with me. So when you talk about, you know, regrets, I have no regrets being at the University of Missouri. The people were great to me, and I thought my family and I appreciate the time we had here. And we did the best we could do. And as a coach and as a person, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. So I don't know what the regret's about. They're winning. They're winning. What you regret?
Any other questions?
Do you have regrets?
The hug and the handshake with Lawrence Bowers after
that was
the game.
Special. That was saying, you know, I'm so proud of you, man. I just, you know, that's kid. He was an infant, man. This is like he is my son. And then of course Phil, you know, that's special. That's really special. So I was really touched by that.
Coach, I know you said you don't.